This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good evening, dear hearts. I hope you all had a great day out there today. Well, welcome back. It's 10:02 on the clock at Do The Spray FM, First Pan-African Radio, and you're listening to none other than your favorite. It's me. That's your girl, me, Dune, on our show, Lover's Nest. And here we are again to have an amazing conversation. But first, I'm going to say a big thanks to our listeners, our sponsors, our supporters. You guys are so amazing. A big hug from me to you. You're the best. And thanks for sharing your thoughts, your opinion. Thanks for commenting on my show. Thanks for sending me DM. And thanks for calling. Thanks for your support. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on our previous topic, premarital sex. So I'll just be picking randomly. You know, I don't have much time. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry if I did not read your comments. Like, I'll be picking randomly and read out some comments that I've got here just to save the time and dig into today's topic. Because today's topic, I'm very sure you will love it. Ah, trust me now. I'm always here for you. So, guys, the first comment I'll be reading out here by Austin says, having sex on our previous topic, which is premarital sex, it says, having sex before marriage is better, especially now in this generation, because there are myriads of sexual problems out, and now it's better to know and solve it before getting married. So you guys should know. Austin is saying that you should know if your partner has any sexual problems, or you guess you said to it. He said, make you no go enter one child. So, well, I don't know if you get that, but I think what he's trying to say here is that sexual life, there are myriads of things, because there are some people that they are the kind of people, like, it takes them time to get used to sexual life. Like, some are fleeting, like, some they are permanent, you know. We just have different types. Like, we have our ways of doing our things when it comes to sexuality. So I think that's what he's trying to say. And he said, may you not go enter one chance. So he said you should settle the issue, not that you now marry and you now not know what you got married to. Nobody say go they run after your wife, go on the run, you and your wife for house, on top say you want to do something for. So thank you so much, Austin. We appreciate that. So I have another one here. Says, practicing premarital sex isn't a good idea because there are so many diseases you can contract from your spouse, and also to avoid unwanted pregnancy or being a single mother before marriage. That was Helen. Well, we copy that, Ellen. Thank you so much. Well, they both have their own points. You just have to pick the one that you like, and you just have your own reasons too. Everybody have their reason to do their own things, to live their life how they want it to be. So thank you so much, guys, for sharing your thoughts. So that's it for now, guys. I'm sorry I can't read more than that because of the time, and we have to dig into today's topic. So now, thank you so much for also sharing your thoughts. That means a lot. Now let's dig into today's topic. Trust me, guys, you love today's, you know, I said earlier that you love today's topic, you love today's conversation, because I'm about to shake table for boyfriend and girlfriend. Though I'm about to shake that table, make me know what they saw between two different gender that saw themselves. They are two strangers. They saw themselves, get close to each other, they like themselves, and fall in love, decided to start a relationship, and all of a sudden, bam, you don't end. Or like some within a year, some maybe 6 months, and some they tried, they just staggered, they try. Enter 2 years. Why so, man? You even think maybe all these ones no go area, they will marry themselves, and some they've even proposed to themselves, but bam, you just said that they have broken up just like that, without thinking of the times they spent together, the happiness they shared, the arguments, their fights and everything, why they stayed, why they loved the person in the first place. You know, well, you know, Life, that's life. Wow. Life and its challenges, yeah. Well, that's what we are discussing here today, guys. So today's topic is on lovers. Yeah. Lovers. Oh yeah, come on. Let's talk about this. Let's dig into it because I'm here again for you, especially the boyfriends and girlfriends. Like those ones that they are not married yet, though it happens in marriage, but let's just talk about the boyfriend and girlfriend aspect now, because you usually go through that process before you now finally get married, right? So I beg, I think God beg on that. What's the soap? Like breakfast. Breakfast just be everywhere. Everybody just chop breakfast anyhow. As in, why? How? Like, breakfast can't talk to waiting everybody they chop anyhow. Can't be like say true love no day exists again. Why? If you ask some people like how many exes did they have? Hey, it go shock you. I'm serious, like it go shock you. Are they serious though? Because some people They go just change relationships. I think they change clothes. I think they change on this. I don't understand. But well, my God, go up now. But let's be serious. Like, let's talk about the source. Like, what is really going on? Why is there so many breaks of like breakup? There's also divorce out there. Like, what's happening? Especially in this generation, like. Relationship doesn't really last long. They would break up. God, what's going on? What's the source of this problem? Like, where is the problem coming from, or which gender is at fault of all these issues? I can't even say who started it, because it's just I don't even know how to put it. But let's just hear what you have to say about this, please. Please don't forget to just comment down there after this conversation. And but first, let me just start my own with the foundation. Like the foundation you lay your relationship on. Like maybe the foundation isn't firm enough, and that's why everything keeps collapsing. Like just keep going down, it's not working out. You know, when you don't have a solid foundation, anything you build on it will surely break down. There's no way, it won't stay for long. Even if it tries to stay, but it won't stay for long. And the foundation that I'm talking about here is love. Yeah, love is the foundation of all relationships, both in the family. Like, love is generally the foundation of everything. Yeah, like it's the foundation of everything, right? Because without love, it will be very hard though. It's very, very hard to like to build something without that foundation, the firm foundation, not just solid, I mean not just anyhow foundation, like very firm foundation that'll be strong enough to hold anything, to carry on anything on it, to put everything you want to put on it, and it will still carry it without breaking down. And I'm talking about love, like the one that will sustain the relationship. But before digging more to this topic, please stay with me. Let's just go for a short break. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Welcome back, people. If you're just joining us, you are on Do The Spray FM, First Pan-African Radio, and you're listening to Lover's Nest with Medium. And we are discussing on lovers, like, before the break. So I asked why there's so much breakups, divorce, marriage, in marriage, and in relationship, like... And I'm starting with the foundation. That's the love, the foundation of the relationship. Like, what is supposed to be the foundation? Or maybe it's not firm enough. Maybe it's not solid. Like, maybe it's not firm enough to hold on to this relationship. So, you know, it's It's love that comes first before money, sex, and every other thing. Love comes first. But so many things have been happening lately. Seriously, so many things. Like, so many things. So the question is, did you know love? Like, do you know what love is? Do you really know what, when you hear love, it's not just by saying, I love you. No, love has more. There's more to it. So much is in that word, love. But do you know it? Are you practicing it really? Like, you're really practicing it? Do you know? Love is for all, for everyone. Like, love is for everybody, it's for everyone, it's for everyone. Like, it's general. And that's why we have different type of love, like family love, you know, the family love, like the blood bond between the siblings, the parents, the kids, you know, the love in between is different from friendly love. That's another type, friendly love, that you met a total stranger that you don't even know, and you like each other, decided to trust yourself, keep secrets in between yourself, but you never thought of dating or having any hard feelings. Just, you're just friends, and you want, like, just leave it that way. No hard feelings, no friends with benefits. You're just so cool with your friendship. Like, that's another one. That's friendly love. You guys are just so cool as friends. No hard feelings, no having feelings for each other, nothing like friends with benefits. You are always supporting yourself. You trusted each other. You're just there for yourselves. That's friendly love. Correct friendly love. And we also have more. We have like guest love. We have romantic love. We have unconditional love. And more. Like, but me, I'm talking about the main love here, for relationship, for lovers. Let me just give you my own definition. Let me just give you definition of love. You know, love have different definitions as well. There's a way this one would define it is different from the way another person would define it. But I have my own here that says, love is a range of strong and positive emotional and mental states. From the deepest interpersonal affection to the simplest pleasure. I don't know if you get that. Love is a range of strong and positive emotional and mental states. From the deepest interpersonal affection to the simplest pleasure. But mostly people refer love to be a feeling of a strong and attraction and emotional attachment, like just a feeling of a strong attraction and emotional attachment. So guys, what do you think? How do you define love in your own way? What do you think love, what love is? What did you think love is like? How do you do it? How do you practice it? Do you even practice it? Have you loved before? Have you been loved? Now that you've had the definition of love, do you think that's what you're doing? Are you practicing it with your spouse? Or do you even think such love doesn't exist in this generation again? Because some people have so many excuses for not loving their partners. Like, they have so many excuses for not loving. And the thing is, if there is no love, there's no trust. But one thing with the surprise maybe say, says good day. Even if you don't love that person, says good still day. I've been wondering, like, okay, I don't understand. Like, I've been wondering how some will have sex with someone they don't even love. They don't even have any simple feelings for that person. And some they don't give her names. They call her hookup, because the person who you love, you just do something with her. I don't know. There's also friends with benefits too. Maybe those ones, they are friends already and they are doing friends with benefits. Hi. Even now, two friends that are two genders, they can't be trusted, because they can't just be trusted because of the old situation of things, how things are going now. You can't have your own man and still have a male best friend. Your man can never trust you, because it'll be like, you never can tell if there's more to your friendship or not. God, love is so sweet. Love is a wonderful thing that one should experience, especially in the relationship with your partner, with your spouse. Love is the first. Or should I say, love used to be the first in some people's life. Like, in some, love used to be the first. You know, with love, you can overcome so many challenges. But now, some people will put money first. Some, their own is sex. You hear some people saying, I don't love that girl, I swear. I don't love that girl, I swear. They get good for bed. Or more. They get good for bed. That's not love. That's just sex. That's not love. Because if that girl that you love because she's good on bed, trust me, she's not a machine. She's human. She's not a meta-human. She'll be tired one day. And she wouldn't be able to give you what you want. I'm very sure that the love will vanish then. That I love that girl. You know, good day again. And some ladies will be like, oh, I love that guy. The guy gave money. Not where I feel tell and see me buy from, where you know we give me the money. The guy despoil me. Ah, omo, love na money. So what will happen if there's no more money? You know, no matter, even the riches, the ones that are so rich, they go through those moments that they won't have. Everything might be stocked. They might not be able to remove money. One way or the other, they won't have too. So what if it's challenge time came and it happens that it won't be able to afford what you want? We used to stay? No, right? Because that's not love. That's not love. That's just you and money. That's just it. It's you and money, because you can love someone and for reason. So why is it like that? Why is everything like that? And I think that's the reason we have so many breakups in most relationships. Then issues start coming up. You don't want to understand each other. You don't want to bear with anybody. You just don't want to go through hard times. You want a perfect woman, you want the perfect man for yourself. It's not possible. Nobody's perfect. We all have our flaws. And if there is love in between, we would do that, amend ourselves, build ourselves, with so much love, and everything will go smoothly. Like, everything will go smoothly. Like, some men, they would want to use money to entice some ladies. Why? And some ladies that's very active on bed, like from left, right, to the middle, back, front, everywhere. You know, you get tired. You can't do that forever. Because you're human. We are no matter human. You're human. And what if you could not do that anymore? Does that mean you're not gonna find someone? Does that mean you're gonna spend the rest of your life as a single woman? That doesn't mean you don't get the person that will love you. As far as there's love. If there is love, you won't even care. You don't love for a reason that, oh, I love this girl because she's beautiful. I love that guy because he's handsome, because he's tall. Oh, let me tell you. That beauty that you saw will fade off. Trust me, it will. No matter how you try to like keep it, take good care of it, it's just to fade off. Of course, it will never be the way you met her at first. Yeah, that's how it is. If you're looking at the guy that is cute, that is this, that is that, he has money, he's tall, he has six packs, oh, trust me, those things are going away. You don't love for a reason, because if those things are not there anymore, the love will just go, and that's not love. Love, it does not care. Once there's love, nothing at all is going to come between you and your partner. Nothing at all. And also, life will be easy for you. Because trust me when I say that four-letter words, love, means so much. It has so many positivities in it. Where there's love, you find peace, you find happiness, you find joy, harmony, understanding, money, sex, trust, loyalty, humbleness. Like, there's so much to love. We also have commitment, there's sacrifice. And more. If you build your relationship on love, trust me when I say that. I know so many people are going, like, I have some people that I have met so far, both the female, both the male, they complain, like, oh, they called their partner or their spouse and she's not picking up and she's not returning a call, and she's this, she's that, she has been changing this and that. You know, when there is love, if your man or your woman doesn't call for 2 days and she used to call you like every day before, at least 3 to 4 times, to check up on you, greeting the morning, in the afternoon to check up on you, and at night before sleep in a day, and he or she didn't call for a day or two, do you know if the love is strong, you won't be feeling insecure. Like, even if you call her or he and she he or she did not pick your call or no reply to your messages, you might be worried, although, yeah, you might be, that's normal. You might be worried. But you wouldn't even feel insecure or start thinking some other things that, oh, maybe she's this, she's doing that, that's what she's doing. Because when there is love, there is trust. You founded your relationship on love. And love has trust and understanding. And if any of your spouse, if the letter eventually get back to you, the way they will talk to you, the explanation, you just listen to them. And you see, she'll apologize and tell you, and you would know that it's worth waiting for. You'll be calmed and peace will reign. Isn't that good? Isn't that okay? But now, if you don't call him, you know, pick. I bet you don't pick. You message him at the same thing. Now don't take another thing from her mind. Like, what's in the soul? Where is babe day? Where my guy day? Why you know they pick my call? I don't call him since, so you know they pick. Now go down the mind, go down, they go from left to right, ball front and back. Hi. And if you can't call back, now call. Core go start to take some self after the core. They don't go pick a call. They will follow us. They will follow our talk. They will pick a call for 2 months until they are tired. To me, that's a toxic relationship. Why some now beating them go you show you love? Hey. Beating left and right before you go say they don't give you, they don't give you what to, they don't put up for your body what to. Before you talk to them, now how did they show their love with that? But you can't find such thing in love. Like, things just turn upside down now. Like, even in some families, there's no love. Some father we use his own child or his wife. And same goes to the mother, and same goes to kids of nowadays, you know. It's vice versa. But that's not even what I'm here to discuss today. That's another topic for another day. I'm here for lovers in particular. Like most relationships, there's no trust, no commitment. Nothing like understanding. Then why are you disturbing yourselves when you know you're not ready for love? You know, love has so much to act from you. And also, you know, some, they stopped loving. Like, they cancel love in their life. There's nothing like love in their dictionary because they've loved before. And we're broken. You know, say this life no balance. As in, life no balance at all. Some would love with their whole heart. But in some cases, like, some, they'll fall in love with the wrong person. Some, they'll fall in love. Like, it's not just balance. And the truth is, broken heart can't be the way it was again, like forever. It's a scar. Its scar can never be like the normal fresh skin that has no scar. And I think that's where all this issue came from. Because when someone is heartbroken, it will be very, very hard to amend a broken heart. It may take time for he or she to trust again, to understand another person, to commit to relationship again. But still, you still gotta try. She's gonna give it another try. You can't just stay, you can't just stand. Life move. You just have to move. Life goes on. whatever happens, happen. Because it's someone, it's something that must have started this breakup, but it's just so much now. Like, just break up, dear. Literally will not even get you. It doesn't even reach 2 years. They will start breaking up. They've broken up. You know, it hurts. But you just have to move on. That's life with the challenges. So just move on. Give someone else a chance. We're different. You never can tell. We are not the same, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't love yourself, though. That's the first thing. Love yourself before loving someone else. Love yourself before loving someone else. But I think that's where the old breakup thing came from. Your love, but how would you know the right person? That's another question. How would you know if the person is right for you? You know, sometimes you feel like this is the right person for you, and within a few months or a year, you feel like, no, this is not the person I want. It will change totally, and you just have to break up and start all over again. I wish I had more time, but I'm sorry, guys. I'm in love with this topic, and I'm so interested in talking about it. Oh wow, what a discussion. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I have to stop here today. Oh god, I love this. I love it. Like, I know you guys love it. I know you guys are already loving it. And please don't forget to comment too. So what if we can't conclude this topic today? And now we have more days ahead, and I'm telling you that this time we are going to continue where we stop. Please don't forget to. So I pray that the Almighty keep us till then and after that. So people, don't forget to drop your comments with us on our social media platform. And for our freshers, please follow our social media platform at dodospray.fm at dodospray.com. And you can call us on +1212 256 9117, +1212 256 9117. And for your adverts, you know you can trust us, you know you can count on us. So just don't forget to click on www.addodospray.com or ajokeade@addodospray.com. And for our sponsors, thank you. Our supporters, not too much. Yeah, all doing well. Don't forget to click on info@dodospray.com. And thank you so much, guys, for listening. We shall meet again by God's grace. Same time, same show, same station. With your baby girl for life, me, June. I love you all. See ya. Bye.
This is Dodospray FM, Pan-African Radio.